Dori Farrell was, by her own admission, multitasking on Super Sunday. She was getting ready to host a game party, working on some of her online chores, and thought she was logging on to her email provider. She wasn't. Farrell had entered her email username and password onto a so-called spoof internet site designed to mimic her Yahoo logon page. The scale of her mistake hit her later that night.
Right after midnight, I had my first phone call from France.
The callers were friends, Anna and Roger. The couple had just received an email from Farrell claiming that she had left her purse and passport in a London cab and needed $1,500 to get home. With that call, Farrell recognized that she had just become a victim of an internet crime.
And Roger was in the background, and he was doing the man thing. I think you should go to London and see if everything's all right. I said, Anna, I'm not in London. This is just strictly a spam.
The email gave an address in downtown London and instructed anyone sending money to be sure and include his 10-digit money transfer control number. To Farrell's knowledge, no one in her email address book actually sent money, but the story was plausible enough and her international friendships broad enough that it prompted an outpouring of concern. Farrell is a retired schoolteacher, a well-traveled and computer-savvy woman whose avocation is political activism. She spends a great deal of time communicating on the internet. She knew this fraudulent email scam wasn't going to go away by itself. She contacted her email provider, her financial institutions, and her local media outlets to alert them to the scam. She contacted Western Union, who referred her to the FBI.
There are criminals that unfortunately want to take advantage of you, and they'll use whatever means possible, whatever techniques possible, and they will change those techniques to sort of tailor them to sort of lure you in.
Brian Hale is in the FBI's Office of Public Affairs in Washington, D.C. He specializes in the Bureau's new IC3 division, the Internet Crime Complaint Center. Hale would not comment on the specifics of Farrell's case, but he did say that Farrell's reporting of the incident, even in far-flung Alaska, is critical to casting a net around internet crime.
We do have to stay a step ahead of criminals who are consistently and constantly evolving to try and take advantage. So it does become a little bit of a game where we have to adapt. And that means we in law enforcement have to be willing to adapt, but also folks in the general public, you know, making sure that they're aware that if they are part of a situation like that, that they share that information.
Hale says Alaska tracks in proportion to the rest of the U.S. population when it comes to internet crime. The FBI website, ic3.gov, processed 788 complaints from Alaska in 2008, with the lion's share, 283, in Anchorage. Wasilla was a distant second with 67 complaints, followed by 60 in Fairbanks and 21 in Juneau. Sitka, with less than a third of Juneau's population, reported 5 cases of internet fraud. The types of crimes also vary. Hale says Farrell was the victim of a spoof email logon page, just one way virtual criminals phish, spelled P-H-I-S-H, for sensitive personal information, which can include banking and social security numbers. As for impersonating Farrell on the internet and soliciting friends for emergency cash, Hale says this is plain old identity theft. He supports Farrell's steps to fight back.
This is sort of one of those situations where you as an individual citizen can have a big impact, just making sure that the people that you know, that you may work with, or who the parents, the people that go to school with your children, or go to your place of worship or your social club hang out, just make sure that they're aware. And you know, word of mouth is a powerful thing as well.
When people, including Alaskans, physically visit large cities or other unfamiliar places, they're naturally alert for suspicious offers or proposals that seem too good to be true. Hale believes the same should be true of the way people visit the world through the internet. Dori Farrell also believes caution and personal responsibility are important bedfellows on the internet. She let down her guard for a moment on a busy day. She blames no one but herself.
You're driving down the road and you for an instant take your eyes off the road, and all of a sudden you look up and you realize you're about to hit the car in front of you. I didn't get my eyes back on that road quickly enough, and so I actually hit the send button.
Farrell says one of the hardest things to cope with in the aftermath of the entire incident was getting along without email while she rebuilt her online identity. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.